So 200 pieces is huge for an exhibition, but it's also combining, as we said earlier, from different years. Could you talk a bit about the curation process on how you made those selections?
Sure. So as you mentioned, Primavera was a little bit different this year. Because of travel restrictions, we couldn't really have our artists from across Australia travelling to Sydney. So we had the challenge of filling this slot with a show that still, you know, engaged Primavera as a concept and also as a really important historical show to the MCA and to the contemporary arts nationally. So we, you know, we went back to the collection and we looked at works by artists who've participated in Primavera previously, and this exhibition's been going on for 28 years now, so that we had a lot to work with. But we kind of, we looked through the sort of database of works, and it was became clear immediately that, you know, we couldn't really look beyond the lens of coronavirus. We kind of, it was, you know, the thing through which we were looking at everything. So we decided to make that the central focus of the show. So we've kind of used existing works, you know, in the collection that engage with issues that have been exacerbated during coronavirus, and, you know, brought those out as a means of engaging with these pre-existing issues in a kind of more reflective and sort of indirect way. So a lot of the works sort of, you know, are touchstones and means of engaging with problem with issues that, you know, we see in the news and social media, but in a kind of different sort of, more reflective way.
Coronavirus has certainly been a heightening of all sorts of issues, from public health to economic issues. So a lot of art pre-COVID was exploring those sort of ideas, but it sounds like this show is bringing that up to that heightened level.
Mm.
Could you talk about some of the key feature pieces of this particular exhibition?
Yeah, sure. So when you enter the exhibition, the first work you're kind of confronted with is this huge inflatable dome work by Sydney-based artist Keg D'Souza. The dome is actually constructed from hundreds of umbrella skins that she collected around Sydney CBD. And the work is sort of reflecting on public housing and private ownership of space in Sydney, and kind of tying that to modernist utopian architecture. So that work is was originally presented in 2011, and it was shown in the Rocks, in the streets, in the laneways around the Rocks, because at the time the museum was under redevelopment. So bringing this work back into the exhibition in 2020 is really interesting to look at what has changed in the Rocks since. So, you know, with the selling of the Sirius building and the eviction of all the tenants of Millers Point and that surrounding area. And that's sort of, you know, that's been really heightened during coronavirus, these issues that, you know, have been sort of bubbling under surface, but have been sort of really come to the fore. So that's one incredible work. We've got work by Matthew Griffin, whose work is this chair that is leaning backwards, reclining in this sort of pose that a sort of bored white collar worker might take if they were sort of working from home. So we've created this little domestic sort of space where we've got all these works that kind of reflect the experience of working from home, which a lot of people have experiencing right now.
And that Matthew Griffin's artwork as well is also from the name of the show. It's called Anywhere But Here, which to me feels like, is that the centerpiece for the show almost, that it starts with the individual and then it sort of manifests into these broader issues like public housing. So, what made you decide to sort of start and lead with Matthew Griffin's artwork and then spread from to sort of more broader issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's important to look at these issues as starting with the individual experience. And, you know, our experience of working from home, for instance, brings about all these other sort of ideas connected to capitalism and productivity that, you know, have always, in recent years have been something that a lot of people are thinking about. But during COVID, it's really given us a chance to rethink how we, you know, how we work and how we spend our time. So, yeah, the work, like you said, it's called Anywhere But Here. And we sort of, that phrase is kind of this summary of sort of the frustration that we're all feeling at the moment. So it's like something that you might sort of mutter under your breath when you're just sick of, you know, staring at your walls in your, you know, home office.
Isolation definitely was a key theme for this year, but also there's an interactive element in the show which maybe might make you feel a little less isolated. Mm-hmm. One in particular that I heard about was Hiromi Tango's practice, which has one artwork in the show called Dance, which is an artwork from 2014. Could you talk a little bit about that?
So Hiromi Tango's incredible work, Dance, it's actually it was produced following a commission she did at the MCA back in 2013, the Bellarum Commission. And all of these components from this original installation have been brought together to make this kind of garland. And it includes all these everyday objects, toys, baubles and trinkets and things like that that have been weaved together through this process, this wrapping process that the artist has developed as a means of working through emotions and trauma. So in the center of the work is this neon that reads Dance. And so it's kind of like an invitation to sort of, you know, experience the joy of self-expression, you know, at this time. All these TikTok videos are going around of people dancing. So it's kind of a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel